Today marks 6 months since the September 11th terrorist attacks. President Bush will participate in a White House ceremony attended by families of the victims and ambassadors representing U.S. war allies. The president over the weekend signed a much-delayed economic stimulus package designed to deal with the fallout of September 11th. NPR's Koki Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
By the time the president signed the much-heralded economic stimulus package, it was a shadow of its former self.
That's true, but the economy is something of, I guess, a blow-up or something of its former self, or at least its post-9/11 self. And last week, we had two sightings of Alan Greenspan on Capitol Hill. The first one, he seemed cautiously optimistic about the economy. By the second one, he was downright optimistic, at least for Alan Greenspan. And so the need for an economic stimulus had been questioned for a good long time, and by last week it really did not seem to be necessary. So basically what the Congress did was extend unemployment benefits for the workers who need them, and that was it. It left the Republicans unhappy because they wanted some big corporate tax cuts, and the Democrats unhappy because they wanted some health coverage for the unemployed. But they got what they most needed, which was the unemployment benefits, and they're all very delighted to get this issue off the table. It's been unbelievably contentious, and go on with the other work.
There have been terrorist alerts since September 11th. The last one issued expires today. Does that mean a return to pre-September 11th America?
No. You know, today there's a Gallup poll out that's published today that says only 3% of the people think that we have returned to normal. So I think that the normal, as the president says, is a new normal. There are lots of warnings to come, and the anti-terrorism experts that you talk to warn of all kinds of frightening things. They say that the things found, the hard drives and papers found in Afghanistan, talk about very sophisticated ability to put together nuclear material in a so-called dirty bomb. And they say that if they'd used a dirty bomb back in the 93 bombings of the World Trade Center, New York would still be contaminated. Then there are all these blank Western European passports that were found in Afghanistan, which can just be filled in from countries where people don't need a visa to come to the United States. So who's planning to use those passports, and what are they planning to bring in? I have a lot of concern still about biological warfare because of, again, documents found in Afghanistan. And airport security remains an issue because there do seem to be explosive devices that can get through some of the screening devices that are there now. And then, of course, there's the foreign situation. Vice President Cheney has gone to the Middle East. Are we going to invade Iraq? What's going to happen there?
You think there are any fundamental changes in the view of governments since September 11th?
Well, they really do seem to be, Bob. And this is interesting because we keep conducting polls and people say, yes, they do trust government to solve just a problem when just given that choice. Economic problems, yes. Social problems, no. Certainly terrorism, yes. We'll see what that means, both in terms of Congress and the election ahead.
NPR's Koki Roberts.